Good morning. For New England Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Healy. It's going to be a busy week on Beacon Hill as Massachusetts lawmakers try to find common ground on some tough topics. The state's fiscal year ends Friday, and there's no budget agreement yet. Also, the legislature is aiming to get a recreational marijuana law on the governor's desk this week. But big differences remain between the House and Senate bills, both of which make changes to the voter-passed marijuana law. As we do most Mondays, we check in now with State House News Service in Boston. Katie Lannon is a reporter there. She tells New England Public Radio's Sam Hudzik there's a variety of opinion on whether lawmakers can quickly hash out their differences on marijuana.
The governor has said that he has no doubt they are going to meet that self-imposed June 30th deadline. Senator Patricia Jaylen of Somerville, who chairs the Senate side of the marijuana committee, told us last week that she was hopeful. She didn't go so far as to say she had no doubt, but I think the overwhelming consensus is they are going to nail it down and get him a bill by the end of the month.
Probably just a lot of long meetings this week, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of the expectation. They, on Friday, appointed the six lawmakers who will negotiate the differences between those bills. And there is a wide variety of differences, everything from how municipalities will decide if they want to ban or restrict marijuana establishments, the rate at which it's going to be taxed, and the Senate bill also added in some provisions dealing with criminal justice measures and the expungement or sealing of records for marijuana possession offenses that are no longer crimes. So they certainly have a full plate ahead of them this week.
We're also in the final week of the state's fiscal year, and there's still no budget for the year ahead. What's the plan on that?
That is another round of closed-door negotiations. So there's going to be some busy meeting rooms on Beacon Hill. The governor last week put forward a $5 billion temporary budget to keep the government operational, assuming no agreement is reached on the full $40 billion budget before the fiscal year ends July 1st. So either way, there should be some sort of budgetary action in the coming week.
And that budget conference committee has been negotiating on the full year budget since early June, I think. Are you surprised they haven't reached a deal yet?
Not really. They were, for the second year in a row, kind of thrown a curveball with the revenue projections that they used to build the budget. The state, this fiscal year, the 2017 fiscal year, is running more than $400 million below its projections for revenue collections. So the expectation is that there will be less money to work with for next year's budget, which means a lot of things that were already agreed to will have to be revised and brought downward to be in line with the amount of money the state is actually likely to collect.
That certainly complicates things.
It does.
All right. And later this week, the state Senate appears ready to again advance a bill banning drivers from holding cell phones while they're driving. A lot of states have long had this rule, but not Massachusetts. The Senate passed this last session, but it didn't go anywhere in the House. Is that likely to just happen again?
That is a good question. The House last year did give its initial approval to a handheld devices ban, but never, you know, passed it, never had a full debate and vote on it. Certainly lawmakers on the Senate side are hopeful that it'll go all the way this year. It, of course, follows up on a 2010 ban of texting while driving and goes a step further to ban, you know, picture taking while you're driving, handheld phone calls, unless you're using a Bluetooth or some sort of device that keeps the phone out of your hand. And there are a lot of, you know, passionate advocates for this issue who say it can prevent traffic fatalities. So we'll certainly hear some of that when the Senate takes us up on Thursday.
That was Katie Lannon, a reporter with the State House News Service. This is New England Public Radio.